Good evening and welcome to each of you tonight. We want to begin with prayer, so bow our heads for prayer. Father, we're thankful that we could be together tonight. We're thankful for your Son, realizing that your gift to us is what makes all of this possible. We know your word speaks much of praising you in music, and we just pray that that would be what this service is dedicated for, that every thought and every purpose would be to that intent. We're thankful for these who are going to take part. We know for some it's a part of their growth and learning experience to serve you, which is an honorable thing to be done in your house. And we're thankful for those that you have blessed with talent and interest and concern to cultivate this, because it's an essential part of worship and honor unto you. We pray now that you'll go with and bless each one. We pray that you'll help us to be open to you. We know your Spirit can move upon us as we just hear these songs that are being played, and they can be a blessing to us as we would be responsive in our hearts. So thank you for everything you've given, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we get right into our those who are going to play tonight, and I'm just going to sit down for a while and let it all happen. Thank you. got to get on schedule here. It does my heart good to see these young people, and these are the future servants of the Lord. I'm just going to read a scripture in Luke chapter 2 and verse 25. It says that there was a man in, There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, the same man who was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Just a brief comment on that. It's important to identify what we're waiting for. You know, you and I all have something out in front of us. And so what is your hope and expectation about? Think about what you visualize for your future and how certain are you that what you are visualizing will come to pass. And then could it be that you might be leaving something out? So we'll turn it over to Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I remember every one of those fingers that's touched the keyboard tonight. I remember when they were a baby in their mother's arms. Thank God for each one of them. In our text again in Luke chapter 2 and verse 26, it says, "It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." So just have four things to mention with that. What has God revealed unto you about yourself and your future? There is a point at which all of us are going to die and go out into eternity. God knows the day. I don't know it, but he does. So have we seen all that God wants us to see about Christ before we die? And then have we accepted all that God has revealed unto us?
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank the Lord. Just a few more comments from the book of Luke. And there in verse 27, it says, he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. God's salvation was very personal to him. And he wasn't an outsider looking at something that wasn't his. The devil doesn't really care how much we know, just as long as we don't personally claim it by faith. The devil wants us to put God's word somewhere in the back of our mind, just to where it's useless knowledge. And that is not what we need. The choice we have is we can just let God's word be useless knowledge, or it can be our peace. It can be our consolation and our assurance. In the 27th chapter of Acts, there is an account where the Apostle Paul, with a bunch of other people, was on a ship headed for Rome. A big storm came along. They did everything they could to lighten the ship, to prepare for the ship to go through the storm, and it wasn't working. So when all hope was gone, Paul had a prayer session with the Lord. He came back and told the people to be of good cheer, because he said, God has told me we're all going to be saved. There won't be any life lost. And he said, sirs, I believe God. I believe God. So how could he have that kind of peace about his deliverance in such a storm? He could override the uncertainty and the danger of his situation with, I believe God, it shall be even as it was told me. And you know, that's what salvation's about. Romans 10:13 tells us that if we will call upon the name of the Lord, God will save us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, why, they shall be saved. Someone might say, well, I asked God to save me many times, and I'm not sure whether I'm saved or not. The answer is, believe what God tells you. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I believe it shall be as it was told me. You know, Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And that's God's message for us in this dark, stormy world and time in which we live. So I just ask you, maybe you need to put your faith tonight in what God's word says, to where that it's your hope, it's your consolation, it is your trust.